Shalom to all. Today's officer Yerushalmi Chumas Avsamachay, and we are starting about the seventh line with the words Haman Taninon, and in the village source of Daf, it's on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, about halfway through the Amud. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mirim Sara Basim Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shamash and Haven Aliyah. So the Gemara says Haman Taninon over there. We learned in a Mishnah. We have some Maseches Megillah. Ain Bein Shabbos Yom Kippurim Elish Zez Udani B'Day Adam Vezez Udani B'Ikares. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur except for if a person does an Aveira B'Mezid on Shabbos, his punishment is B'Day Adam. He's going to get Skila, and that's B'Day Adam because it's Bezin doing it. If he does an Isra B'mezid on Yom Kippur, so he's going to receive Kares, which is from Shemayim. Now, what's the inference we can make from here? Ha, b'tashlumen, zevzah shavin, that's mashma, that in regards to tashlumen, a payment, meaning if he was over an Isra, that would technically be mechayvim tashlumen, it's mashma that both Shabbos and Yom Kippur are the same exact thing, and the same way that on Shabbos, we say, kamle b'drab mine, that if a person's chayv misa, he's not going to have to pay, so too on Yom Kippur. Now, the Gemara tells us, this is Rabbi Nechon ben Akana, this mission is Rabbi Nechon ben Akana. How do we know this? The Tanya Rabbi Nechon ben Akana, Omer, Rabbi Nechon ben Akana says, Yom Kippurim k'shabbos tashlumen, the Yom Kippur is just like Shabbos in regards to Tashlumen. However, Rav Shimon Asya, Rav Shimon Asya says that no, it's not that we're comparing Yom Kippur to Shabbos, it's slightly different. Kimuchuyave Krisas, Kach, Chayv Mises Bezdin. We view somebody who's Chayv Kares the same way we view somebody who's Chayv Mises Bezdin. And just like we're not going to be Chayv a person both when we're dealing with Chayv Mises Bezdin, we're not going to be Chayv a person both when we're dealing with Kares. So we're asked, Mabe Nehon, what's the difference between them? Meaning, what's the difference between Rav Nechon ben Akana and Rav Shimon ben Asya? Both of them are basically saying the same thing. Rav Nechon ben Akana is saying that Yom Kippur and Shabbos are the same. Rav Shimon ben Asya is saying that Krisus and Chayv Mises Bezdin are the same, and let's not forget the Yom Kippur there's a Chayv Kares and Shabbos is a Chayv Mises Bezdin. So what's the difference between the two of them? Where are we going to find the case that's an Afkamino? So we have two different answers to this. Rav Acha B'Shem Ravina Amar, he tells us as follows: Not Ronida Benehain. The difference between them would be if a person is Ma'anes a Naira who's a Nida, and this is a Tashlumen payment because he's Chayv to pay her Knas for being Ma'anes her, but he's also Chayv Kares for being Bayol a Nida. And Samachem Abez on top, Omer of Mana says, Of Achais Ishta Benehain. A nafkamina between the two of them would be the sister of his wife. We know that a person is not allowed to live with his wife's sister, and that's an Isser Kares. And so now we explain who would hold what. I'll die to Rav Nechon ben Akana. According to Rav Nechon ben Akana, Ma Shabbos ain't lo heter achar yisura, v'yom kippurim ain't lo heter achar yisurai. Just like the Isser of Shabbos doesn't have a heter after the Isser, and Yom Kippur also doesn't have a heter after the Isser. In other words, whatever is Asr on Shabbos and Yom Kippur remains Asr forever and doesn't become mutter after some time. However, Vizu, in both of these cases, since she does have a heter after her isur, so we would have to pay in this case, and we wouldn't say that there's a ptur from tashlumen because there's a chiv kares. And the situation of him being bayil and nida, well, there's a heter after that isur. After 7 days, she goes to the mikvah and she's not a nida anymore. And the same thing with the chasishtai. If his wife dies, he's allowed to marry his wife's sister. So since there's a heter after the isur, we're not going to compare it to Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And therefore, in these situations, Rav Nechon ben Akana would be mechayv this fellow tashlumen. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Asya Amar, he would say the following: since he compares kares to chayv mises Bezdin, and not specifically Shabbos to Yom Kippur, so he would say as follows: Shabbos yesh b'kares, v'yom kippurim yesh b'kares. Shabbos is a chiyuv kares, and Yom Kippur has a chiyuv kares, v'zu, and in these situations as well, ha'il v'yesh b'kares, since there's a chiyuv kares, ain't a mishalim, so we wouldn't have to make a tashlumen. And so these are two cases that would be an afkamina between Rav Shimon ben Asya and Rav Nechon ben Akana. Now the Gemara continues, Rav Yehuda bar Pazi Bai, he asked the following question: Lavanu krisos ma amrin ba yulein tanoi. What would these tanoim say about if a person technically has a isra lav and kares? Meaning, if one was Iver and Isser Kares, would he be Pater from Malkus? Or is this Ptur only from Teshlumen, but not from Malkus? And Rabbi Yezi says, Tzrichel Rabbanin, this is a question that Rabbanin asked in the Beis Medrash. So Rabbi Yehuda answers, Why don't we learn from the following that Rabbi Shimon Ben Chai taught? The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Ben Chai, Rabbi Tarfin says, Nemar Kares B'Shabbos, Nemar Kares B'Yom Kippurim. It says Kares in regards to Shabbos, and it says Kares in regards to Yom Kippur. Ma Kares Ha'Amr B'Shabbos. Just like the Chi of Kares that we find by Shabbos, Ain Makas Eitel Misa. That's proper Girsa. There's no Makas by Misa. Meaning a person's not going to get makas for being over something on Shabbos because technically he could be chayv misa, and this is because of the rule lav shenitin lazharis mises bezdin ain't like an olav, that a lav that technically if he was worn properly could get him killed by bezdin, so he's not going to get makas for that lav. Of course, on Yom Kippurim, so to the kars that said in regards to Yom Kippur, ain't makas eitzel kares. That's a proper girsa. There's no makas by kares, and that's the answer to the question. So Rav Mana kumi Rabbi Yaisi. Rav Mana said in front of Rabbi Yaisi, matzichin leik Rav Shimon Lakish. Who is this a question for? This is a question of Reish Lakish, meaning if a person technically has a chi of Misa and a chi of Makas, is he potter from the Makas because of the Misa? Baram Rabbi Yechanan, however, in Shitas Rabbi Yechanan, this is not even a question. Why is that? Because in Makas Eitzel Misa Yashloi, if Rabbi Yechanan holds that when we're dealing with Isser Misa, a person will get Makas, as we're going to soon see, like Kol Shekein, Makas Eitzel Kares de Spalgun, and that's a proper Girsa. Wouldn't we for sure say that when we have Makas by Kares, that he would argue as well and he would hold that a person would get Makas? However, Amalei, he told him, Rav Rabbi Yechanan Tzvichalei, this could even be a question in Shitas Rabbi Yechanan. Why is that? So, first Tosfos has established Rabbi Yochanan's shita in regards to makos by misa, and then we'll see how his question could still apply to Rabbi Yochanan. Because as spalgan we have machlokes hashreichet oisev as benoy l'shem avodah zarah. Let's say a person shechts it and its son for avodah zarah. Now this law of oisev as benoy is found in the Torah. The Torah tells very clearly that a person is allowed to take a mother and its baby animal and shecht them on the very same day. And if a person did do so, he would get malchus. So let's say a person shechted oisev as benoy on the same day, but he did so for avodah zarah, which is technically an iser misa. So Rabbi Yochanan says im his ribo l'shem oisev as benoy. If they warned him, don't shecht oisev as benoy, or else you're going to get malchus. So like he's going to get malchus, whereas l'shem avodah zarah hayiniskal. If they warned him, don't shecht this for avodah zarah, so he's going to get skila because he just served avodah zarah. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Reish Lakish says afilu his ribo l'shem oisev as benoy. Even if they warned him, don't shecht it. You're going to be over the isra of oisev as benoy. Ainoy like he's not going to get malchus. Me'achar she'ilu his ribo l'shem avodah zarah hayiniskal. That's because if they would have warned him, don't shecht it because there's an isra of avodah zarah, he would have gotten misa. And therefore says Reish Lakish, since this isra that he did could have a chi of misa along with it, he's not going to get malchus, even though he's not chayv misa in this situation. But again, going back to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, we see very clearly that if he was warned, don't shecht it because of oisev as benoy, so he's going to get malchus, even though technically he can get misa if he was warned about the avodah zarah part. So back to what Oramana was saying to Rabbi Yossi, we technically shouldn't have a question in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, because again, if Rabbi Yochanan holds, then when we're dealing with makos and misa, we're going to give makos by misa, which is this case that we just said. Well, for sure, when we're dealing with makos and kares, of course a person would get makos, even though we're dealing with an iser kares. However, the proper girsa is to once again say that no, va'afka Rabbi Yochanan srichalei, this could be a question even in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, meaning we're dealing with makos and iser kares, it could still be a question even in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. How is that possible? Samach vavam ralph on top, because hacha shnei dvarim. Over here, we're dealing with two things. In this case, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about it's two totally separate things. There's oisev es benoy and there's shechting for avodah zarah. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds if he was warned for oisev es benoy, he's going to get malchus, and that malchus that he's receiving doesn't have anything to do with avodah zarah because he wasn't warned for avodah zarah. Whereas v'hacha davar echad, over here we're talking about one thing, meaning we're talking about the person being over one iser, and that iser brings along with the chi of kares. And the question is, but what about the azhara, the lav that stated don't do this thing? Maybe he's going to get malchus as well for being over that lav. And since we're talking about one lav over here that technically brings along with it kares and malchus, this question is also in Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about Shitas Reish Lakish. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.